Hello, Unitarian Universalist Church of Berkeley. It is good to be with you. And it is a beautiful day today. It is good to be together in community. I am so grateful for the ministry of this congregation and especially glad to be here and give a big shout out to the fabulous ministers you have here, the Reverend Christian and Kristen Schmidt. I know Christian and Kristen Schmidt. I know Kristen's not here, so I hope you will pass my greeting on to Kristen. And I want to thank you both and all you do as ministers, leaders in our district, region, and our larger association. You know, I too am a part of a clergy couple, and I know both the gift and the wild pressures and the juggling act of balancing ministry, marriage, and parenting. So I thank you, Christian and Kristen, for the thoughtfulness, skill, and devotion that you bring to all three. Yeah. And I want to thank you for that beautiful prayer. It's not something we do very often, pray for each other out loud. I pray for our faith every day and our people every day. And it's really incredibly moved to be held in prayer. So thank you for that, Christian. We have some powerful leaders in this room today, and I want to take a moment and shout out a few folks who are here. So someone who I work very closely with at the UUA is Mr. Barb Grieve, who is the co-moderator of your Board of Trustees. So hi, Barb. It's good to see you. Good to be here with you. I want to lift up Vale Weller, who is here with me from the UUA, and Vale leads our congregational giving program in our stewardship and development department. My predecessor is here in the room, Reverend Sophia Betancourt, who served as co-president, interim co-president of the Unitarian Universalist Association, and for whom I am so grateful. It's good to see you. Reverend Renoir Hamami, who is the co-president of DRUM, of Diverse Revolutionary UU Multicultural Ministries, is in the house. It's great to see you, Reverend Renoir. And Reverend, it's Reverend Dr. Rosemary? No, Reverend Rose, we'll get there. Reverend Rosemary Bray McNatt, the distinguished president of Star King School for the Ministry, a theological school for our Unitarian Universalist ministry. Rosemary, it's wonderful to see you. So much love. Wow, we got a big crowd today, a good house. You know, one of the best parts of my job, really, one of the parts of my job that is most precious and being your UUA president, is getting to visit our congregations. Because our congregations are the lifeblood of our religious tradition. And when our congregations are healthy, our faith thrives. Because it is here where lives are changed. Here where our children are nurtured in community. Here where our hearts and our spirits grow in depth, compassion, and courage. It is here where our lives are saved. I know this because my own life was saved by the UU congregation outside of St. Louis, Missouri, Elliott Chapel. When I was 5 years old, my family was in turmoil, and that church was a place of joy and love and hope and possibility, and it profoundly ministered to me when I needed it. It is the reason I am here today, and not just here in this role, but here with you, breathing, alive, full of faith and joy. Here's the thing about our congregations. They can be places of transformation in small and large ways. When they are communities of health and vitality, they unlock possibility and hope in people's lives in ways that can have an untold difference in the conditions of people's lives and in the conditions of our wider community and world. One of the things that I have found as I have traveled across this country and visited all kinds of congregations is that when our congregations embrace a deep sense of mission and have an understanding of a calling that is about more than just serving and nurturing themselves, these are the places where strong leadership, commitment, and courage grow. And my friends, we need more courage. We need to be in the work of growing more courage in ourselves and for our world. And mission is both internal and external. Mission is about the ways that we nurture spiritually vital, relevant communities that welcome everyone of all ages fully, welcoming our pain and our heartbreak and our struggles, as well as our joy and our gifts. Communities dedicated to ministering to children and families and people in all stages of life. And mission is also fundamentally about answering the call to love and justice beyond our walls. It's both internal in how we create an inclusive, loving, nurturing community, and external in how we work for love and justice beyond. Tending to the strength and care of your community and embracing a powerful sense of mission, these are the key ingredients of congregations that have unlocked a deeper power and greater capacity. And they are the congregations that make clear and measurable differences in the wider community. You know, one of the most profound things I learned about mission was from the congregation that I served for 9 years in Phoenix. Before I arrived there as their minister, they began asking themselves a question. They said, if we were just to disappear, our congregation disappear, would anyone really notice? Would it make a difference? And they realized that if the answer to that question was no, then why was the church there at all? And that question, the challenge that question provided them, led them to look at the ways they could nurture greater health and how they were together as a community, but it also emboldened their justice work and their ability to take risks in the wider world for what was right. That was how we became such a strong ally and partner to the grassroots movement that got rid of Joe Arpaio. Right? But it came first from a question about mission. And this is why one of my first priorities as UUA president was to clarify the mission of the UUA and to put congregations at the forefront of it. So everywhere I go, as you saw this morning, people ask, what is the UUA? What does it do? Well, the UUA's core mission is threefold. Number one, to equip congregations for health and vitality. Number two, to train and support leaders, both lay and professional. And number three, to advance our UU values in the wider world, amplifying the collective voice of our over 1,000 congregations. You can see the impact of the UUA's mission in resources like our hymnals and our religious education curriculum like OWL, the Comprehensive Sexuality Curriculum, which everywhere saves lives. Because it teaches people, young people, the importance of consent, agency, a healthy understanding of sex, and the beauty of the spectrum of gender identity and sexual orientation. We see the impact of the UUA's mission during times of ministerial transition with our interim ministry and ministerial settlement resources, as well as credentialing religious professionals, ministers, religious educators, and musicians, not just to make sure that there are religious leaders for today, but to establish a legacy for our faith and religious leaders for the future. And we see it in the day-to-day of congregational life, like your Pacific Western Regional staff who coach, connect, and companion congregations in times of both challenge and growth. And importantly, in this moment, with the increase in climate disasters, the UUA's Disaster Relief Fund has been helping congregations, individual UUs, and their community partners recover following storms and fires and floods. And all of this is possible. All that the UUA does is possible because of the covenant that our member congregations make to one another. Because the UUA is not a separate organization. The UUA is the embodiment of the covenant that our congregations make to each other, just like this church is the embodiment of the covenant that you all as members make to one another. So when you give to the UUA, you're actually giving to your sibling congregations as well as to yourselves, making sure that there's resources, curriculum, and people to show up and hold you and move with you in times of transition, challenge, and opportunity. And as UUA president, it is my great hope that we are increasingly a strong partner to all of our congregations as we nurture a powerful pastoral and prophetic ministry in our communities. Because these times we are living in, these times that we are living in, nationally and globally, are exactly the context in which we need to realize how important our liberating faith is. A tradition that holds the inherent worth and dignity of all people as central, that believes in the practice of democracy, the values of justice, equity, and compassion as core values. You only have to watch the daily news to understand how desperately needed these are. Two things are clear to me. I say this everywhere I go, and it remains true. This is no time for a casual faith, no time for a casual commitment to your values and what you hold most dear. And this is no time to go it alone. We need one another. This is a critical moment in our history, and as Unitarian Universalists, we are called to demonstrate our faith boldly and powerfully. Now is the time to embrace more fully, more deeply, our Universalist theology. Universalism teaches us that no one is cast out, that no one is cast out of the circle of love, and that salvation is not individual. It is collective. And the way we live this faith out, the way we live it out loud, is by developing greater courage and taking more action and risk for the principles of justice, equity, and compassion for all people today in this life. And this is not only a deeply universalist message, it is a deeply humanist one too. For ours is a faith that is not concerned with the hereafter, right? Ours is a faith that is concerned with the here and now, the conditions of our lives today and the conditions of the lives of our neighbors. Is this your faith? Is this your faith about the right now? Well, right now, xenophobia, anti-immigrant fervor and cruelty, Islamophobia, anti-Semitism, white nationalism, sexism, racism, transphobia, the climate crisis, economic disparity, poverty, lack of access to health care, voter suppression, and gun violence. I wish the list were not so long. But all of these are threatening the lives, the well-being, the safety of our neighbors, our children, our communities, our people, all people. So much is on the line. And that is why we are called to live our faith more boldly, to be our bravest, boldest, most loving selves right now, in the streets, in our congregations, in the halls of government, and in the voting booth. Right now, we are less than 14 months away from what is the most critical election in our lifetimes. You will choose your candidates as individuals, but as a movement, I propose that we UU the vote. Now, what do I mean by this? We UU the vote. What do I mean? Well, out in the wider community, and I talk to a lot of non-UUs and national figures, and one of the things I hear consistently is that Unitarian Universalists are the people who show up in those yellow shirts, right? We are the people who show up faithfully and consistently. And I want to challenge us over the next 14 months to not only be the people who show up, but the people who get others to show up and turn out and vote. We have the opportunity, the ability, and we have the power to show what it looks like as a people of faith who ascribe to love and who challenge the forces of hate and exclusion. We have the ability to demonstrate what that looks like. What happens in November 2020 matters. And with what we start doing today and tomorrow, we begin to write what happens on that day. Now, the third part of the UUA's mission to advance our UU values in the world, we do this through partnership with our congregations and providing national leadership and coordination. So from now until the 2020 election, we will be rolling out a comprehensive, multi-tiered, association-wide strategy that it is designed to be accessible to UUs everywhere. The UUA's organizing strategy team will be collaborating with movement partners as well as UU organizations, statewide advocacy networks, congregations, and individuals to help Unitarian Universalists grow and sharpen and deepen our skills for faith-based electoral organizing. Whew. Now, I know the situation in California is a little different than in a lot of other places where UUs are. I know it's different here than it is in Wisconsin and Arizona and Pennsylvania and New Hampshire, but guess what? We got a lot of Unitarian Universalists in all of those states. And these are exactly the places where if UUs are activated and organized and moving in deep partnership, turning out volunteers for grassroots issue work, voter registration, and get out the vote efforts, we can make a dramatic difference. For we as Unitarian Universalists, this is not about politics or partisanship. This is faithful moral work because we hold democracy and the right of all people to have a voice and a vote as part of our core values, part of our seven principles. And right now, our democracy is under consistent attack. Imagine what it would mean if across the country, 150,000 Unitarian Universalists were able to get 500,000 new people to vote, and to vote their values, and to vote with love. Our voice, our values, our ability to show up matters and is needed right now. We are small, but we are mighty. And that mighty love and spirit-centered courage is exactly what is needed today. These are difficult and dangerous times. And one of the realities is that in times of change and disruption, there is a tendency for individuals and institutions to withdraw and grow fearful, to turn inward. This is why we see the rhetoric of hate and scarcity and isolation grow in this country. There's a tendency in times of uncertainty for institutions to double down on a failing status quo, no matter how unjust and deadly. But when it is exactly in these times of change and disruption, it is exactly in these times when we need moral and spiritual imagination. It is in these times when we need boldness, when we need audacious leaders and communities that are showing a new way forward, one that is life-giving, life-affirming, and justice-centered. The pleasure activist and organizer Adrienne Marie Brown says that we are in an imagination battle, where some imaginations tell us only of walls, only of borders, only of scarcity. And what we need to do in our religious communities is nurture the spiritual imagination of love and abundance, of overwhelming compassion, of possibility for the future, of what we can be and what we can accomplish if we bring our best gifts and we work together in partnership. Our congregations are life-saving, life-affirming communities that counteract the forces of greed, division, and fear that threaten our humanity and our children's future. Our ministries matter, and when we live our mission and our values boldly within and beyond our walls, we can be one of the most important and powerful forces for good in our communities. Only together with mission, courage, love, and deep commitment can we be the people that we are called to be. And when we are quiet, at least when I am quiet in prayer, I know that we are being called to put all we have on the line, to build, to fight for a better day, more justice and equity for all people, to fight more deeply to protect one another. Now I want to ask you a question. What do you think is the most important way that you can make a difference for your faith as Unitarian Universalists? How are you being called? How are you being called to answer the challenges of our future and our present? Well, let me give you one piece of that answer. I invite you to listen to that question. In moments of silence and prayer and quiet, how are you being called? But I want to give you one answer, which is that the most important way that you make a difference on behalf of Unitarian Universalism and the health and strength of our faith and our values and what we're able to do in our communities is by your generosity, your leadership, and your commitment to this congregation right here. I told you I raise money, right? And I would get back to that. Well, sometimes UUs don't like to talk about money. And money's hard because, and especially now, there is so much economic strain on so many people's lives. But money creates mission in our faith. Money makes religious education happen. Money makes spiritual growth and pastoral care and justice work in the community possible, right? Money makes our staff possible, and our staff lead our mission and help us do more together. You are saving lives every day. You could never count how many young people's lives, how many older people's lives, how many families and couples and lives you have saved through the ministry of this congregation. You will never know all the stories. What you do here matters, and your generosity makes more happen here, and that is so important. And it's the same way with the UUA. When you give to the UUA as a congregation, you'll make a difference in the lives of congregations you'll never visit, and in the lives of Unitarian Universalists you'll never meet when the UUA shows up to support them in times of change or challenge. We don't give to our religious communities because of what we get back. We give because we know the difference that our communities make in people's lives, and we want to see that grow and deepen. I'm grateful for this honor as serving as your president of the UUA, and I know I can't do what I do, and the UUA can't do what it's called to do without your strong and consistent and generous support. And I want to encourage and challenge and invite you to be in good relationship with the UUA and support the UUA as a congregation and to support this congregation fully and deeply. I am so inspired, even in these challenging times. I am so inspired about what we are already doing across the country and the ways that we are embracing a deeper practice of both community and mission. A bolder commitment to act in solidarity for justice, a deeper commitment to compassion with one another, and a more courageous and bold and beautiful expression of Unitarian Universalism. May we keep answering this call. And may you all, as a spiritual community, I offer this prayer for you. That may the community that you are nurturing here strengthen your hearts and give you courage. May you all find the ways that you are being called to make a difference in your own lives and in the lives of others. May you not remain silent or shrink back from the demands of love. May you hold one another tenderly, faithfully, and lovingly as you unlock new pathways of joy, of community, of mission, and of action. May it be so, and amen.